Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Toilets to Titles. This is Joe, and this is where I'm continuing my review of the 2022 draft class. Today, I'm doing linebackers. Looking forward to doing, I really have a warm space in my heart for linebackers, probably because my team hasn't drafted an impactful linebacker since the late 1990s. So every draft my team walks away without a good linebacker that they've drafted themselves, and it always hurts my soul. So looking forward to doing this class here. I'd say the 2022 draft class, it's a good linebacker class. I don't think it's as good as 2021, which was headlined by Micah Parsons, who has turned out, not surprisingly, to be a great linebacker and much more than that for the Dallas Cowboys. But this is a really good class, and I'm really looking forward to reviewing them for you. Before we get to the content, real quick, let's get the bells and whistles out of the play. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Give us that 5-star Apple review because we deserve it. Where you can follow the show, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and Facebook, where we have two pages. The first one is Toilets to Titles, and the second one is When a Family Breaks, which is our Facebook page dedicated to the trading of sports memorabilia, which I love. Check it out. How you can further support the show, you can learn by going to patreon.com/toilets to titles. And we have a new website. Well, it's not new anymore, I guess, but it launched back in August. It's toilets2titles.com. It has all of our videos, articles, tons of fantasy and NFL and NCAA and draft content. Check it out. We've got like 15 contributors now here at Toilets to Titles. We all bring something to the table. Some of us do videos, some of us do articles, and some of us do both. So there's always plenty of good material to check out. Okay, let's get into our content over here. Devin Lloyd. In my opinion, Devin Lloyd is the headliner of this linebacker class. Some people might think it's the next guy I'm going to cover, who's N'Kobe Dean. In my opinion, it is definitely Devin Lloyd. I think he is the best linebacker in this class. He's out of Utah, 6'3", 232 pounds. This guy is, he will wind up being, wherever he goes, he's eventually going to wind up being the captain of the defense, in my opinion. Don't be surprised if he winds up being the captain of the defense in his rookie year. He's that smart. He's that good at the linebacker position. He does everything very, very well. And he's at Utah, he did captain the linebacker corps. He was the one, if you watch videos on him, YouTube videos on him, you'll often see him directing his fellow linebackers. Why? Because he diagnoses plays very, very early on. This guy is very smart. But besides being very smart, he's athletic, he's long. And these athletic and long are two attributes that all scouts are looking for, that all NFL front offices are looking for. Like I mentioned before, super high football IQ. I love that. I love this guy. And like I mentioned before, he directs the linebackers. He was doing that at Utah. He'll be doing that in the NFL. I have a feeling that besides just directing the linebackers, he's going to wind up being kind of like the general on the field for the defensive coordinator for whatever team drafts this guy. He's exceptional. He's got exceptional lateral play. He's a sideline to sideline linebacker. He's a very good tackler. And I have down here, he aligns at any linebacker spot. So this guy can play 3-4 defense, 4-3 defense. He can play on the inside. He can play on the outside. He can play whatever you want. He plays the run and covers well, and he's actually an effective blitzer. And this isn't ideally like that. He's not going to be Micah Parsons, who you can line up at, like, you know, at edge on obvious passing downs. It's not like that. But, like a really good safety, this guy, when used at the right times, he is an effective blitzer. So he is the complete package, in my opinion. Everything you really want from a linebacker, Devin Lloyd is it. And in my opinion, he is the clear number one linebacker in this class. He is going in the first round. Now, the next guy, this is the guy who actually won the Butkus Award, which is the annual award for the top linebacker each year in college. N'Kobe Dean out of Georgia, 6', 225 pounds. He was the winner this year in 2021. He had 72 total tackles, 10.5 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, and 31 QB hits. Excellent numbers. This guy brings a lot to the table too. I think he's going to be a first rounder. He could easily be a first rounder. He should be a first rounder. But given the overall depth of this class, with all the positions combined, I don't be surprised if he slips to the second round. And if a team gets this guy in the beginning of the second round, they got a steal because this guy is an excellent linebacker too, and he could wind up going ahead of Devin Lloyd. If he goes ahead of Devin Lloyd, that I think both of them are definitely going in the first round. But I wouldn't be surprised if he, I wouldn't be shocked if he slips to the second. Anyway, this guy does it all very well, as well, just like Lloyd. He's an excellent run stuffer. I'd say he's an even better run stuffer than Lloyd is. Like, Lloyd plays the run very, very well. But N'Kobe Dean, as you can see, for with the 10.5 tackles for loss, this guy is a run stuffer. He works through traffic. You're really not, it's hard to effectively block this guy. He's not as good in pass coverage as Devin Lloyd. That's going to require some development on his part in the NFL, and which I think actually, for me, puts Lloyd ahead of N'Kobe Dean, just because I think more and more teams look for linebackers, especially in, you know, the first two rounds. They're looking for linebackers who can, you need to be able to, if you're going to be a top-tier linebacker, you need to be able to play the run well, and which N'Kobe Dean does in spades. But I think more and more teams look for a linebacker who can also cover very, very well. That's a true three-down linebacker. N'Kobe Dean isn't horrible at that, but Devin Lloyd's even better. That's why I think Devin Lloyd is going to be going number one out of the linebackers. But N'Kobe Dean, you get this guy, you know, somewhere in that, you know, bottom third of the first round, you're doing well for yourself. You get him in the, you know, the first few picks of the second round, you got a steal. Okay, now we're moving to, in my opinion, to the obvious second round linebackers. I don't think Chad Mumma of Wyoming will be a second round. I don't think he'll be a first round linebacker. He won't be. That'll be shocking. But this is a guy who should obviously be going in the second round. He's an excellent player as well. I like him a lot. He was really fun to watch. Chad Mumma out of Wyoming, 6'2", 241 pounds, three down linebacker as well. He does everything well. He plays the run well. I'm just basically going to read off my notes here. He's decent at pass coverage. Now, again, not as good as Lloyd, but he's kind of like N'Kobe Dean. I'd say he's a little better than N'Kobe Dean in pass coverage, actually. But N'Kobe Dean is like probably the best run stuffer out of this linebacker class. But he's good enough in pass coverage. He can also get to the QB as well. Mumma can rush the QB when used correctly. He's an excellent tackler. This guy is good at open field tackles. Mano a mano, just, you know, solo one-on-one. He disengages from contact from the offensive line under tight ends very well. He's got great lateral explosion. So this guy goes sideline to sideline, but he's got, like, you know, in short space, you're really not getting, you're not getting around this guy. And he, I think he's got the attributes to play safety. He did play some safety in college as well. He's a linebacker, but he did play some safety as well. So this is a guy who could possibly offer you versatility. For me, that's like the icing on the cake. I can't project him to be playing like to switch to some safety position in certain downs, but I think it's there. I think the possibility is there. But this is a good, solid linebacker. And if you get this guy in the second round, be happy because you got a really good linebacker. Okay, the next one, Christian Harris. Another guy to me is an obvious second rounder, and I didn't really know who to put ahead, Mumma or Harris. Take your pick. They're neck and neck in my opinion. He's out of Alabama, 6'2", 232 pounds. Another player who's excellent against the run. Alabama linebackers tend to be really good against the run. He's excellent against the run. He also has excellent lateral ability. So you're not going to have too many running backs who are going to really be getting past this guy. He can cover fairly well. He's not great at getting to the QB. I'd say Chad Mumma is actually better in that regard, but he does explode through gaps, and he's a disruptive force as a linebacker. So in passing situations, he can shoot through the gap. He's not really known for getting to the quarterback, but he's known for screwing up plays. So you like to see that. I like Christian Harris a lot. He's a hard player. He's got that Alabama mentality. I like him a lot. Okay, now let's move on to another guy, Brandon Smith. I think Brandon Smith may be going in the third round. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes in the second round. I love this guy a lot. He's coming out of Penn State. I like Penn State products a lot. You've had so much superior talent coming out of there recently over the past few years, like Micah Parsons last year, like Saquon Barkley of the Giants a few years ago. Obviously, Saquon Barkley hasn't been what he was his rookie year. I think that is, in my opinion, I think it's quite obvious that's been because of injuries and also playing just on a bad offense, behind a bad offensive line. But we all saw what Saquon Barkley did his rookie year. And it's not just those two players as well. You've had numerous players from Penn State over the past few years who've been really good. And I think Brandon Smith is going to be a latest addition. And he's not the best Penn State player coming out of this draft, but he's darn good. And if my team walked away with this guy in the third round, even the back end of the second round, I'd be very happy. This is a good linebacker, 6'3", 241 pounds. This guy's got good size for a linebacker. He's very athletic. He plays very fast. He diagnoses pretty quickly and he takes off. So I like, he's not like a half-assed player. He never seems hesitant. This guy explodes. He's explosive through the gaps when blitzing, just like Christian Harris. He's got really, I have down here, he's got great lateral ability. You know what? That's, I'm a little too, I, that's a little too rosy. I should say he's got good lateral ability. But he does get around blocks and he can cover pretty well. And this is another guy who can play all linebacker positions. This is a three down linebacker in the making. I like Brandon Smith a lot. Okay, moving on to the next guy, Quay Walker, an inside linebacker out of Georgia. Another guy with good size, 6'4", 240 pounds. I want to point out this is the second linebacker in this class in the top 10 out of Georgia. The first was N'Kobe Dean. This one is Quay Walker. You're going to start to see why this defense was so dominant this past year at Georgia. 6'4", 240 pounds. All right, I missed. He's strong. It says strong, but he's strong, deceptively athletic, and he moves very well. He can play the edge and pressures quarterback. I'm just reading from my notes here. Tackles very well. He also has high football IQ, which I love, because these are the guys who can usually diagnose plays early. And so even if they're not the fastest or explosive players, if they have an early understanding of what's going on with the play, what's intended, they can get to where they need to be faster, sooner, earlier. So I love that. So his coverage skills are good enough to cover most tight ends, and the guy is strong enough to take an offensive lineman. So in my opinion, Quay Walker, if you got this guy in third round, you got a steal. If you got this guy the back end of the second round, be happy because I think he's got the value and the talent to go in the back end of the second round. Okay, Brian Asamoah the second out of Oklahoma. He's an intriguing prospect. He's a little, I think, well, I was going to say a little on the smaller side, but I guess not. He's 6', 222 pounds. This guy, you watch a video on this guy, you'll see it immediately. This guy is super athletic. He's explosive. He eats up space quickly, changes direction very well. He plays fast. He plays really fast. I like this guy a lot. To me, he is an obvious third round pick. I don't think he'd be going in the second round. I guess I could possibly see, depending upon a team's flavor that they're looking for in a linebacker and also their need. I think he's more of a third round talent, especially given the overall depth of this class. In 2022, it is the deepest class I've ever seen in my life. But this guy would be a good third round pick. He changes direction very well, good tackler. He's an effective blitzer, and he plays well on zone coverage. So he's not, like most linebackers, ideally, these aren't people you want, going one on one against anyone. You really don't see that too much anyway. But he's good in zone coverage. You want that from a linebacker. But he can cover most tight ends. Like most linebackers, they're not really going to be able to cover those elite tight ends, but he can cover most tight ends effectively. He's good that way. So this dude's athletic. I like watching his YouTube video a lot. Brian Asamoah the second out of Oklahoma. Let's see. Okay, move on to Damone Clark, one of my favorite linebackers in this class. I don't think he's one of the top five. I obviously have him in my top 10, but he's actually one of my favorite to watch. This dude's a hard hitter. LSU has been producing really good linebackers the past few years, and that's where he's from. 6'4". This guy's long. 6'4", 240 pounds. He's big, fast, instinctive, and strong. This guy's got a high motor, which I love. He is going to be a three down linebacker. I don't necessarily think in his rookie year he's going to be, but whoever gets this guy, probably in the third round. I don't think he'll slip to the fourth, but probably in the third round, you're going to be really happy with this guy. This guy looks like a linebacker. He plays like a linebacker. He plays hard. He's got that high motor. He's always going. He plays until, the whistle blows and beyond. He's a hard-nosed player. I love that. And I love that in linebackers. He plays with attitude. In 2021, this guy had 135 tackles. 135 tackles. That's almost twice as much as N'Kobe Dean, who I was bragging about before. N'Kobe Dean, out of Georgia, had 72 tackles in 2021. Damone Clark had 135 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks, and he ran a 4.5 in the 40 yard, which is impressive for any position. But for linebacker, you know what? I gotta say, this guy's probably a second round pick. This guy's I actually should have moved him ahead of. You know what? I think I like him more than Chad Mumma and Christian Harris. He's actually I should say he's really, now that I really think about it, I think he's probably my number three linebacker. But like all the other experts that I've been checking out, their linebacker rankings, I've consistently seen him like anywhere from like 4 to 7. And so I think I have him here at 7. But I like Damone Clark a lot. And I actually can see him going in the second round. This guy's got everything. And he's coming out of LSU. This guy had a really impressive year, 135 tackles. That's impressive, really. Okay, so let's move on to our last two, Darian Beavers, Cincinnati. 6 foot, 255 pounds. This is a name that's been, if you follow college and college players, this is a name that's been cited as one of the top linebackers expected to come out in the 2022 class for a while. This is a name I'm very familiar with, Darian Beavers. This guy's a playmaker, 6 foot, 255 pounds. So not all that tall for a linebacker. He's actually kind of on the shorter side for a top linebacker. But 255 pounds, this dude is solid, and he's not fat, it's muscle. This guy's ripped. He's athletic and solid in every aspect of the game. He's a really good tackler, sideline to sideline linebacker. He plays the run well, and he can cover. Scheme versatile, and he can get to the quarterback. He does it all well. I don't think he does. I don't think he's exceptional. I don't think he's excellent at any one thing, but he's very, very solid at everything. Anything you want a linebacker to do, he can do it. So I think he's a three down linebacker in the making. Again, probably not his rookie year, but he's a three down linebacker in the making, and I like this guy. Darian Beavers plays hard. He plays really hard. I like him a lot. And our 10th and final linebacker we're going to review right now, Channing Tindall, inside linebacker from where? You got it, the Georgia Bulldogs. The third one to make this list out of Georgia. 6 foot 1, 223 pounds. This dude is an excellent tackler. And you're not going to be, even if you follow college football, you're not going to be as familiar with this name because of the other linebackers he's been playing with that are coming out in this draft, like Quay Walker, and especially N'Kobe Dean. But Channing Tindall is a really good player. I'd see this guy going actually probably more. I could see him going in the third round, but he actually might slip to the fourth. Again, nothing against him, just given the overall depth of this class. Don't be shocked if he's in the fourth round. You get this guy in the fourth round, you're feeling good about yourself because he's a good linebacker. He's an excellent tackler, excellent solo tackler. He's athletic, he explodes and changes direction well. Physical, fast, and he can spy the quarterbacks. I like that. This guy's got the speed to follow like the Russell Wilsons and the Aaron Rodgers, or Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's hard for any one person to spy, but this is the type of guy, if you have to game plan against a quarterback, a super athletic freak quarterback, or just a slippery quarterback, an athletic one like Lamar Jackson, or like a slippery guy like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, this is your man. He can do the job. He's excellent at doing that. I like this guy a lot. And if this was, another draft class that wasn't as packed with talent like the 2022 classes, I'd say this guy could possibly be like a early third round, back end second round pick. This is just a really great draft class overall. But I like Channing Tindall a lot. If you get this guy in the back end of the third round, early fourth round, feel good about it. Feel good about it because he's a damn good player. But isn't that crazy? Three linebackers in the top 10 from Georgia. And again, their defense is why they were as good as they were, and why they were the national champions this year. And I do want to give two honorable mentions to two of the players who it killed me not to include them in this list. And I almost had Leo Chenal from Wisconsin in my top 10, but I couldn't decide who to take out. Channing Tindall, Darian Beavers, but I just couldn't do it in the end. But I am going to have more videos besides the top 10 players from each position. I am going to have other videos just on like you know, the other exceptional players out there and sleepers as well. And Leo Chenal is not a sleeper. He's just someone I just didn't have in my top 10, but I am going to cover him and Zakobi McLean out of Auburn in another video. I like these two guys a lot. And if you get Leo Chenal is probably more of a fourth round pick. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes in the third round. Zakobi McLean as well. Two really good linebackers, but you got to watch some YouTube video on these guys. They're a lot of fun to watch. Anyway, I don't want to go into too much depth on them. I will save them for another video. Anyway, before I go, don't forget to hit the, here are the Twitter handles for me and all my colleagues here at Toilets to Titles. There's like 15 of us now. There's a few new people I need to add down here, but follow them all. We are a great group of guys. I love working with all of them. Everyone brings something to the table, whether it's videos or articles or both. But go to our website, Toilets to Titles, toiletstotitles.com, and you'll find all of our content over there. And last but not least, just a friendly reminder, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe, hit the bell, give us that 5-star Apple review. Why? Because we deserve it. Anyway, this is Joe. I'm out of here. I'm going to be back soon, probably like in less than 24 hours, doing our safety review with Coach Sheps. So it'll be Coach Sheps and I doing the safety review tomorrow morning. We're going to record that episode and just set it up for release sometime tomorrow. So anyway, have a great day, and I'll see you soon. Take care.